Well, anyway, now, all evening we've sort of been talking about 1930s and reminiscing with people that we've known for 40 years. And I think we mustn't get the idea that John is just an archivist and interested in dusty library books. But although there's been a lot of live characters here tonight, I have to say that. John played a large part in bringing forward an artist who really changed a generation. Songs and lyrics that were mostly about love and honeymooning and spooning really changed with Bob Dylan. Suddenly there were songs about thinking and about doing other kinds of things, and songs that were introspective and that looked into a much more serious range of subjects. I have to say that the important thing here, as far as our guest of honor tonight, is that John recognized that. Indeed, very few people did. So I remember very well the beginnings when Bobby Dylan was singing downtown in the village, and not everybody got the idea, but John did. And I also would like to say very briefly that everybody made an effort to come to Chicago tonight to pay this homage, we might say, to John Hammond. But Bobby made a very special effort, and with him it was a very special thing to do. And I'm very appreciative of it.
I'm just overwhelmed by it, because, you know, to me, Bob is, you know, means progress, means, right. Has meant so much, you know. It changed the image of a company, I might add.
Too. Right. It changed a lot of images, and now we're going to have the great pleasure of hearing from Bob Dylan.
Shots ring out in a bar room night. Enter Patty Valentine from the floor above. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, they killed my love. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Heard in a prison cell, but one. Patty C and another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do it, he says. He throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register. I hope you understand. I saw them leaving, he says, and he stops. One of us had better hurry and call the cops. And so Patty calls the cops. Couple of friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown. Had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When a cop pulled him over to the side of the road. Just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street. Cause you wanna drive a for the
Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. Saw two men running out, they looked like middleweights. They jumped into a white car without a straight plate. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty. And take him upstairs. The wounded man looks up to his one dying eye. He say, watch, bring him in here, boy, he ain't a guy. Here's the story of the game. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. The ghetto's on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. While Arthur Dexter Bradley still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for someone to blame. Remember you murder that you saw in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night. Don't forget that you are white. Bradley said, I'm really not sure. Cop said, a poor boy like you could use a break. We got you for the motel job, and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman, Jim. About it all that much. It's my work, you say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just to soon go on my way. Up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jail. Oh, where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. Trial was a pig circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary thumb. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he'd pull the trigger. And no, they could not produce the gun. The DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old white jury agreed. Tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both baldly lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make you feel ashamed. You live in a land where justice is a game. Criminals martinis and watch the sunrise while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. That's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. But in our prison cell there was time, he could have been the champion of the world.